Nerds, assemble, because we are talking the future of the MCU today, just me and you during the solo episode. Solo, not Han Solo, solo, but not Star Wars, just solo, Marvel. I don't know what I was going with that, but we're going somewhere, because in this episode, we're going to talk about everything the future of Marvel. We are going to go through what all the news that recently just happened. I did just do an episode on that as well. It's on Spotify. If you're listening for a podcast, I will get that video out shortly when it comes to YouTube. We're also going through all the big news, all the big rumors. We're going through every project coming out in 2025, 2026, and 2027, and what happens afterwards. I'll be giving you guys my predictions of what's going to happen between Doomsday and Secret Wars, and kind of just go through every character and see where they're at. And there might be some characters I forgot about, because there's a lot of them. But I do have a list where every character is at, and to see if they're even if they're going to be a part of the future of Marvel, because some might get shelved. Who knows? But yeah, we're going to cover it all here on today's episode. So yeah, let's do it. Cue the music. And welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash catches Pikachu. We don't evolve. We just level up. We're talking the future of the MCU. It's just me talking solo, and that's it. All right, let's get into it. We're not going to get too much into nerding out, like what I'm nerding out on. We're not going to go too much into the news, because there really isn't much. This is mostly just me and you talking the future of Marvel. I'm going to break it down, kind of what each phase represents. We're going to talk about the future phases. We're going to talk about each movie, each project, and just talk about what we're hyped for, what I'm hyped for. And we're going to talk about where every character is at and what I think might potentially happen. You already know this because I'm redoing the intro for whatever reason. But yes, hello. Welcome to Don't Evolve Me. All right, let's get into nerding out on. I really, for the first time, only have like one thing to put on this list. Technically, I could still put in One Piece, because we did have like a whole Fallout. Or not Fallout. I already ruined the one thing. Because we did have a One Piece marathon last Monday. When I had my wisdom tooth taken out. Which I didn't know what if I was going to do a show like this. I didn't know if I was going to do a show this week. But we are. My mouth is here. Has healed wonderfully so far. Alright, let's talk about what am I nerding out on. Fallout 4. I've been nerding out this thing like hardcore. I'm going to make some posts on like what I've done with Fallout 4 so far, but I've just been really getting into it. I bought the DLC, or really just the Game of the Year package, because it's on sale, and I bought some of the DLC, but the account that I played on got stolen, so I wasn't able to like fully play with the DLC, and I only bought some of it, so I haven't played Far Harbor, I haven't played Nuka World yet, and I'm really excited for it. But when I started playing this game, I started a new build. I started the whole story again, so like just starting fresh, rather than trying to figure out what I need to do or where I'm working from, just starting fresh. And I did something a little bit different this time. I know I talked about it a lot over the summer. I did a melee build where you just sneak up and you hit and you get 10 times damage once you make that full build. And it's so OP, but it's also just nice to just play the sneaky character. And then one thing, like when shit goes wrong, you just start swinging your sword. And another thing I've been working on is, which is the one thing I want to show off TikTok a little bit, is I've been trying to get power armor. I've been following Tom, Nerdier Than You Are Chatfield. He was talking about how many suits of power armor he can get. And that's something that I've been trying to do. And it's really fun, because there's this one suit where if you get enough of them, you can get like every color. And I pretty much made my own Power Rangers. And every time I see it, because I have like it on a display in like a warehouse that I made. And every time I see it, the song Go Go Power Rangers goes on, and it just like brings me joy. I do have a picture. I'm gonna show it off on TikTok. Probably only get 200 views, but whatever. Like, that's just something that I get enjoyment out of. But yeah, I've been really into Fallout 4. I really like the faction, the ethical nature of each faction. Because like outside of the Minutemen, which is kind of like under your control, every faction kind of sucks, like in their own way, and none of like the actual story, like it's not as complex as you wish it would be. It's a fine storyline, but there's just a lot of like complex nuances between the three factions, the Railroad Institute and the Brotherhood. And it's an interesting like perspective. One is essentially an invading army that wants to clear out all the Commonwealth. One is essentially a scientific community that wants to mostly be left alone and stay underground, but they will do unethical shit to further advance their cause, you know, including creating real life like robots. And then they will take back any robot, even robots that seem like they kind of have a consciousness. And there's a whole group that's like, nah, this is bad. We have saved the robots. It's just an interesting complexity. And then one that Tom has asked me a couple of times, like which side I choose. And I'll get into that later on with an episode of Tom, because I think we both are interested in doing a video game nostalgia episode on just Fallout 4. And it would be a like 1 year anniversary when we did that last time for Fallout. But yeah, that's what I've been nerding on. Let's get into the news.
It's time for a news quickie. Oh yeah.
All right. There isn't a whole lot of news. Probably because Comic-Con just came out, and who announces news like the week after Comic-Con? Because we're all just craving, like we're satisfied. We have been fed, right? We just had a buffet of nerd news for the first time in like years. We have been fed. But there is one thing that just dropped last night. And I'm happy they dropped it. And I'm happy that I didn't do this episode beforehand, because I had nothing. Like, I usually have like one or two, three, like, or three things. I had nothing. I went last night and I looked for about 30 minutes for news, and there was nothing that I'm like, did we just skip the news this week? Because there hasn't been much. But HBO Max has just dropped the trailer for 2025 projects or future projects, and they showed bits of shows. They show bits of clips from upcoming shows. And there was a few clips that I'm like, ooh. Actually, I woke up to the news because Michael, my brother-in-law, who often comes on to talk The Last of Us, was like, Last of Us just dropped. Shout out to Michael, because I didn't know. I probably wouldn't have known until I checked it out. And that's the first thing I looked at this morning. So they just dropped a clip of part two. Catherine O'Hara's character was talking to Pedro Pascal's Joel about Ellie and how, or you assume it's about Ellie being like, hey, what did you do to her? And he's just like, I saved her. And you see a bunch of clips. You see Jackson being under attack. You see a clicker, which, wonderful. We need more clickers in that show. We really do. That's like the only con of that whole show from part one, is there's not enough clickers and it could be a little bit longer. But yeah, so there's just a lot of, like, we just saw the first teaser. It was great. I can't really, there's not a whole much like to comment on. I can't really do an episode on it. I say check it out. I'm excited for it. A couple other shows, The Penguin is one of them. Some clips from Colin Farrell. I mean, I hope it's just overall a really good story and a really good episode, and it's worth being a TV show. It's the one bad thing when they announce like shows that are connected to other TV shows or video games that are connected to other like, TV shows. Like, I just questioned, I'm like, is this just, are you trying to milk more money, or are you making an actual good TV show here? So we'll see. Speaking of milking content, Game of Thrones just dropped their third teaser for another show. I forget what was it, Seven Nights? I don't know. It's the Sir Duncan and Egg storyline. You know, it visually, from the little bits I've seen, it looks like Game of Thrones. It looks like House of Dragons. So I'm hoping that's going to be a really good show, you know, especially following Game of Thrones and House of Dragons. I know there's some people that think Game of Thrones is a really shit show. It ended that way. I will agree. We'll see what House of Dragons does. And that, speaking of House of Dragons, that's going to be the next episode. They just dropped their season finale. I have not watched it yet. I do not have time to watch it and to do the review and then let it go, you know, release it. I'm going to wait until next week, because after House of Dragons, I don't really have much else to talk about. I think Borderlands is the next big thing that comes out this summer, and that's it. that's it for Nerd Contact. I've been busy the last how many weeks? Essentially, the last 2 months. I've been busy with all these shows that came out, Acolyte, House of Dragons, The Boys, Deadpool, Wolverine, now this Marvel news. So it's been a busy summer for me. It's been a busy summer for everybody here at Don't Evolve Me. We love it. We're also overwhelmed by it. I'm happy that it's going to be settling down. But then Agatha All Along comes out in September, I believe. So, and we'll talk about that. So let's... Wow, 9 minutes. We're doing good. All right, let's... I'm going to take a short break. You guys don't even realize it's going to be a short break because it's going to be immediately 3, 2, 1. See? Told you. Wasn't that long. All right, so I wanted to start with our main topic today by kind of just going through where we're at with Marvel. It's been a while, right? Other than last week, we haven't really heard from Marvel since January, and it honestly feels longer than that. And I honestly forgot that Echo was even a thing. So I kind of just wanted to put in perspective where we've been at with the MCU lately and the news that we got, and kind of just do a quick recap, because we already talked about the biggest news about MCU. We don't really have to go over RDJ as Doom. Like, we already covered that, right? But I want to talk about like what that means moving forward. So where we last left Marvel, right? We have the first three phases: phase one, phase two, phase three. Phase one was that like that intro step. A lot of like more boring movies, but a lot of important lore-based movies that just introduced us to the character. And we were excited. We didn't think Avengers was going to be a thing. We didn't think Avengers was really going to happen, because we've never seen anything like it ever. Like, kids these days are like, my son, my daughter, both who, my son literally loves superheroes. He has no idea if there was a world before where superheroes wasn't a thing. And it's awesome, but also scary to think about. But yeah, that was phase one. It was the introduction. And then when Avengers dropped, I remember watching it with Brandon, a bunch of other friends, and just being like, dang, that happened. That was cool. That was a cool moment. Phase two had its issues, right? There was the whole issue of like, where is the other Avengers during these world-ending events? You know, Iron Man, the president of the United States, just got kidnapped. Where was Captain America? Like, that was like the big question. Like, why isn't Cap working on this with Iron Man? They should really should be together. Thor with Malekith was about to destroy the world. Where was the Avengers? This is a world-ending event. They should probably help with this, especially since a lot of the events were happening on Earth, specifically in London. Like, Iron Man should be able to get there. There was those issues. But for the most part, good movies. You have Winter Soldier. Age of Ultron had that some issues, but mostly good movies. Phase 3 hit, and man, Phase 3 hit hard. Like, Civil War is amazing. Winter Soldier is also amazing. Like, that's like the hit. Guardians of the Galaxy is also the hit. But like, Age of Ultron, you left like, oh, can they really do this? Can they really pull it off? And Phase 3, without a doubt, pulled it off. And we end up getting into Infinity War and Endgame after all these great stories. You know what I mean? Like, all these great stories. Civil War, Black Panther. I know a lot of people think it's overrated. It's still a really great film. Like, worst case, it's a pretty good film, right? You can argue if it's great or elite, but it's, at worst case, like a really good film that fills in a lot of lore, right? Gives you the backdrop for Infinity War, which is important. You have Ant-Man, I guess secondly, that's phase two, but Ant-Man and the Wasp. You have Spider-Man Homecoming, which is a really cool introduction story to Marvel, but also just a really good and original Spider-Man movie, which is hard to do these days. It's really hard to make an original Spider-Man movie. Ragnarok was a huge hit, right? Like, it changed Thor. It made Thor funny, and like, Thor became people's like favorite hero afterwards because he didn't have a boring movie. And then Infinity War came, Endgame came. I have the hat for it, and they were amazing, right? They made us cry. They made us get angry. They made us laugh. Like, it was a great time. And it was like, honestly, my Empire Strikes Back moment. It's one of those things you'll just never forget in theater. You'll never forget Spider-Man saying, I'm sorry to Tony Stark, and just dying. Like, it, I don't feel so good. It's just a great moment to have. And then Marvel, the COVID happened, right? Marvel had to take a break. And it was needed. We needed that break. We did get Far From Home after Endgame, but we just needed like some space from it. Phase 4 happened. And the question was, because Captain America's gone, Iron Man's gone, Black Widow is gone, but not quite. She had a movie. And Phase 4 just felt exploratory at best. It's hard to say like what Phase 4 was, but it didn't really hit. Let's talk about the movies, right? Black Widow came out. That's really just a Phase 3 like bonus track of a song or of a movie, right? It just feels like one of those like, yeah, this track probably good enough to be in the Phase 3 side B. Like, that's really what it was. Shang-Chi, pretty decent. Eternals, I like the direction. I like the shots, the cinematic shots. It's just boring and kind of pointless. Like, what's the point of the Eternals? I don't know. Spider-Man No Way Home was great. Doctor Strange, I thought was a good movie. Close to great, but didn't quite hit. Thor, Love and Thunder, that kind of bombed. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a decent film, but it was very isolated. Like, it felt like an isolated story. They didn't have much of the future, right? We also had all the series that came out, the TV series. WandaVision, probably the best one. And we didn't really feel that way. Like, the first how many episodes really felt like TV, and it was kind of jarring to watch for a little bit. And the mystery just didn't really pan out the way we thought it would pan out. We thought it would be bigger. It was a lot smaller. And it also looked like a TV show at times. And some of the multiverse-like twists that they gave us, like the teaser, the Quicksilver teaser, just didn't feel satisfactory. Overall, though, 4-. It was a good TV show. We had Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We had Loki, which was probably another one of those like series that is probably the greatest. Like, I think it's Loki and WandaVision. Falcon and the Winter Soldier was okay. Villain was meh. What If, great, but completely different. It's like a whole different thing. I can barely say it's the MCU. Like, it is and it isn't. Hawkeye, it was decent, but at the end of the day, I'm like, why is this a show? Right? I understand, like, I want a Hawkeye series. I did, but it wasn't that great. And they put in Kingpin, and it was kind of disappointing. It was kind of Moon Knight, it was great in moments. Not great overall. And then we have Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk. Ms. Marvel, exciting in moments. She-Hulk, I actually enjoyed. I'm going to say this. A lot of people hated She-Hulk. I don't think people liked it like She-Hulk for genuine reasons. I think it's mostly because it's, I don't know. It's kind of like abrasive in its nature, but that's also kind of She-Hulk itself. I liked it because it built a lot of lore and it was just kind of fun. It was just a fun watch to me. Like, it wasn't great, 3- at best, but I enjoy the lore build it was trying to do in a more comedic setting. And then we got Secret Invasion, Loki, What If, and now Echo. Loki Season 2, to be specific, What If Season 2. Secret Invasion was a complete flop. Like, that was boring. And Echo, I forgot it existed. I forgot that was the last Marvel project before Deadpool and Wolverine, and now we're here with Deadpool and Wolverine. Didn't necessarily know if I wanted to go through all of it, but I wanted to set the table, right? I wanted to set the table, like, where the MCU has gone. First three phases were amazing. I'm happy I was alive. I was happy to experience it in person. And I regret that I didn't start this podcast 10 years ago because, man, that would have been like the time to do it. And that's like one of the things that I'm like, I wish I had the idea to do a podcast 10 years ago. And that's why I'm excited I'm here. I'm excited because we can finally talk the MCU again with some hope. Not a whole lot of hope, but with some hope. And I wanted to break it down with you guys. So let's talk about the last five projects, right? We had Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which was a hit. That movie is great. Like, James Gunn, I'm sad for losing him. I'm like, I'm happy. Let's be honest. Like, I'm happy he's going to like the DCU. I hope he brings it up. But I'm also sad that he's not making more Marvel films because like, his film's hit. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, great. Secret Invasion, flop. It was awful. It was boring. And you had a really cool storyline that a lot of people were asking for, but they didn't give it to you because they had a good story idea. They gave it to you because money. And I hate when studios do that. I really do. Make good art. Don't make a cash grab. But we have the Marvels, What If, and Echo. Marvels was okay. I think the worst thing about Marvels is it felt very disconjointed from Secret Invasion, and those two storylines should have matched up perfectly. It should have. Like, if you're going to make a expanded universe and it's all going to be in one movie or in one shared universe, it should link, right? Especially if those same characters show up in both projects and it's back to back. It's whatever. What If is its own thing. It's great. I enjoy it. I enjoy the stories. It's like a 5 or 4 minus show. Echo, again, I forgot existed. I really did forget about Echo because it doesn't really feel like an MCU show. It feels kind of like The Runaways. It feels like Cloak and Dagger. Like, oh yeah, those things exist. Cool. I don't know what else to do with it. So if you were an avid listener of my podcast, I asked this question a lot in regards to Deadpool and Wolverine. And that question is Deadpool and Wolverine going to save Marvel? And we just watched it. And I know we covered this a little bit in Deadpool and Wolverine. And I wanted to readdress this question. Did it save Marvel? My answer is no. I don't think it did save Marvel. And I don't think it was going to save Marvel. I think the only thing Deadpool and Wolverine could have done in this moment is tank the MCU. Because I'll tell you this, it did not tank. It did not. It has its fair share of criticisms. Like, the movie isn't like as magical or good as you wish it could be. I think, like, overall story-wise, that movie could have been a lot better and a lot tighter. But it's funny as hell. It's a fun movie, a lot of fun cameos, and like it's just a thrill. It's one of those, it's like Ragnarok without the story. Like, it's funny, it's a great time. The story's lacking even worse than Ragnarok did. But it didn't save the MCU. But it definitely did not flop, and it did not tank the MCU. If anything, it does help the MCU in the fact that it gives it a spark. And that's what the MCU needed. It needed a spark. It needed something just to turn it back on again. And I think they might have done it. I don't know for the long-term factors. I don't know if the MCU is going to be saved long-term. But I think the MCU, I have intrigue. People have intrigue. Deadpool Wolverine just dropped. That movie was fun. Anyone who saw it was like, damn, that's a great movie. Then they announced all the news that they did. And let's recap the news, right? We got a Fantastic Four preview. Galactus is going to be the main villain. Galactus is a giant-ass person. He's not a cloud. He's actually a giant being. And the rumor is he's going to be one of a kind. He's potentially a multiverse villain, which is exciting. Like, I think that's a good change. Normally, he's a cosmic villain. The difference between cosmic and multiverse, cosmic is you're just dealing with that universe, but you're in the space of that universe, right? Galactus, if he's multiverse, meaning that he travels throughout all different types of spaces to eat planets for energy. And I like the idea of, like, the multiverse being, because then you're never, like, and I know in space, technically, you're never satisfied because there's so much space. But I don't know. For some reason, with the multiverse, that idea works a little bit better. And that they also released the fact that it is for sure going to be set in a different universe. It's going to be in the 1960s. It's going to be a futuristic 1960s. And I'm excited for that because I think the Fantastic Four works well in their own universe. I don't know how they would have put Fantastic Four without answering the question of where the hell were they this entire time. So I like the direction they're going with, especially when it comes to like the Avengers, Doomsday, and Secret Wars. Because let's say if they lose the Galactus and they lose their planet or they lose their universe and they have to move on, as well as Doom, it leaves a great like potential for one, these characters interact with the Avengers, but also coming back to our world once the multiverse saga is done. Because I think ideally we're only going to have one main universe after this whole multiverse saga. We'll see. Thunderbolts, they showed a bunch of chemistry in the team clip, just kind of getting us pumped for the movie that like, hey, this is gonna be a fun adventure with a lot of personalities that don't quite mix. It's very much like the Suicide Squad. We will see how great it is. I hope it's a good movie. We get a lot of Brand New World, Captain America information, Giancarlo Esposito. I can never say his name right. I hope I got it. I'm close. I'm getting there. He's Sidewinder from Serpent Society. I hope he's... He seems like kind of a one-off villain. I just have fun watching him play a villain. He's such a fun actor to just watch be a villain. And yeah, we learned that the Eternals, Tiamat, we're getting a lot of Animanium from him. Adamantanium. Another word that I just can't say. I can say aluminum. My mom can't say that word for shit. Shout out to my mom. Red Hulk is definitely appearing. Then we get the news. Obviously, it's Robert Downey Jr. as Doom. Seems like Kang is shelved, effectively, which I know a lot of TikTokers. I've seen like TikTokers that I interact with on a day-to-day basis. One of them was just, I talked about it the last podcast too, like, was just shitting on this because he really was excited for Kang, which I look at it and I'm like, Kang had to be shelved. I don't want him to be shelved. I want him to come back, but he had to be shelved for the moment. Like, we're not buying Kang anymore. Not after everything that's happening. So, yeah. So, this is the news that came out, right? Getting Thunderbolts. We're getting Captain America. We're getting Sam Wilson's Captain America, right? Where you're getting the Falcon version of Captain America. We're getting Thunderbolts, we're getting Fantastic Four, and we're getting a bunch of other things that we haven't quite disclosed. I kind of want to talk, you know, no, we'll save it. Let's go through everything. We'll talk about my excitement, what I'm excited for, what I think we should be excited for as fans. And we'll go from there, and I'll rank my top five excitement, like what things I'm really looking forward to. Then I'll go over my prediction of what's going to happen, what I think is going to happen, and we'll talk about where everybody is, where we've seen everybody last, right? Or potential storylines for these Avengers films, because that's what it's all about, right? It's all about the Avengers films, leading up to the big Avengers films. Phase one and two, phase one worked because we got the Avengers at the end. It was great because we got the Avengers at the end. Phase two is forgotten. Age of Ultron, not that big of a story in terms of like the grand scheme of things. It felt more filler than it did the big captivating event. Phase three and the whole Infinity Saga only worked because Infinity War and Endgame were amazing. Yes, phase three was great itself, but it only worked because Infinity War and Endgame was amazing. And this, phase four, phase five, phase six, the Multiverse Saga, it's only going to work if Doomsday and Secret Wars is amazing. I'll say that again. It is only going to work. The Multiverse Saga is only going to work and is only going to be considered a success if Doomsday and Secret Wars hits. And at this point, it has to be a five. It has to be elite. It has to be Infinity War and Endgame. And I believe that. So let's talk about everything that's coming out. And everything that's not quite been determined yet. So, this year, 2024, we have Agatha All Along coming September 18th. I don't have much high hopes for this movie. I think it's going to, or this TV show. It seems like filler. We will see. I do like, not Catherine O'Hara. Forget her name. The lady who plays Agatha. She's great. She's wonderful. She was just on Jimmy Kimmel. She was singing like the recap of events. She's wonderful. I'm excited for that show simply because her and Aubrey Plaza are in it. And I'm just hoping it's a solid one. If anything, I hope it's great. But I'm not going to put too much hype into it. We will cover it here on Don't Involve Me, though. After that, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, formerly freshman year Spider-Man. It's animated universe. It doesn't seem like it's going to be set in the MCU. I think originally that was the plan. I think it's going to be its whole new TV show. And I'll be honest, if it's like my adventures with Superman, I'm in. I want to see more animated shows from superheroes. I talked about it on TikTok. Like, I want to see more of it. Will it happen? Will this be any good? Is this going to be worth talking about? We'll see. I don't even know if this thing is... It's scheduled to come out. I don't know if it's coming out. Same with Eyes of Wakanda. I have no idea what that is. I know that they're going to be talking about stories that's happened in Wakanda. I think it's definitely an area that I think it's worth diving into. I think narratively it's a worthwhile place and location. Lots of lore. I don't know what I feel about the series. It's supposed to come out in 2024. That's what I'm looking at. I haven't heard anything about it. Who knows? It could be like Echo, where it's just kind of like, yeah, all right, cool. We'll send it out there. We'll see what happens. So I don't have a whole lot of hype for it. 2025, let's talk about it. Because 2025 is hype. That is where the hype train is at. Captain America, Brave New World coming out in February. I don't know how I feel about this movie because I don't think it's going to be great. I think it might be good. I hope it's great. I hope I'm proven wrong. I don't think so. It's from the same people who did Winter Soldier and Falcon Winter Soldier, whatever you call it. I thought they were okay. I thought those characters were okay. I thought it could have been a lot better. And I feel like this movie, just looking at it, I'm like, I feel like this movie could be, it's probably going to be okay. And it's probably going to be a movie we were like, that could have been better. We will see. My hype is low. Daredevil Born Again comes out in March. And my, oh my, that is the show that I am hyped on. If you can see, I have Daredevil in the back. I have like two Daredevils in the back. I don't know if you can see the second one. One is very much right next to Captain America Snowman. I enjoy Daredevil. He is one of my new favorite heroes. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because he's a very relatable person. I don't know. I like Daredevil. I'm excited for Daredevil. Anytime Charlie Cox shows up in the MCU, and he's been showing up a decent amount lately, like, I'm hyped for it. When he showed up in Echo, that was like the only part of Echo where I was like, ah, this is cool. That was a cool fight scene. It was. She-Hulk, probably the best part about She-Hulk was Daredevil. It was weird. The CGI part of it was pretty weird. But yeah. Great appearance in No Way Home. I just like that he was there. I want to see more Daredevil. This is probably the one I'm hyped on the most outside Avengers. Thunderbolts coming out in May. That's like three projects before we get like halfway through the year. I don't know how I feel about Thunderbolts. There's so many like stories about like reshoots, things being rewritten, actors dropping out to be the villain. We will see. I'm excited to see Hyperion / Void and see what the Thunderbolts do with it. I'm excited to see that group of characters and how interesting it's going to be. I think I'm just at this point with Marvel where I don't know if I can trust what they're going to show us. I don't know. I hope it's good. My hype is lower than probably the rest. But the one I'm mostly hyped on outside of Daredevil is Fantastic Four. July 25th. I think this movie might be great because I think there's a lot of emphasis on Fantastic Four, making sure that Fantastic Four is a great film. And boy, you would have to imagine Fantastic Four, First Steps, July 25th, Pedro Pascal plays Reed Richard. I don't know the other four. I know the woman actress. She is well accomplished and I should really have this up already. I'm excited for Fantastic Four. I think it's going to be interesting. I like the new world. I like the new lore building. Doom might show up. Probably will show up at some point. If not, he's at least like the post-credit cameo. But I think he might be a huge player in this. And I assume he's going to be the Tony Stark variant from this world. That's what I assume. That's getting into full predictions. But yeah, Fantastic Four, First Steps, Superman. It's going to be in July. And I'm excited for July. We got like a full year before we get there. But man, as a nerd podcaster, like, I'm excited for it. And I hope both those films deliver. And I hope we can excitedly talk about them a year from now. Then we have Blade, November 7th, 2025. Daredevil said it himself. Or like, there was a moment where Wesley Snipes was like, I'm the only Blade. And Daredevil just like stares at the camera like, and I forget what he said, but it very much implies, like, are we getting Blade? Are we ever going to get Mahershala Ali's Blade? And I have no idea. I see Blade. I see him on the list. And I'm like, I don't know if we're getting him. And if we get him, I don't know if it's going to be good. Because that's another movie that's been, like, rewritten over and over and over again. We'll see. It seems like we're going to get Ironheart 2025. They have filmed on it. I think it's like the other TV shows. Like, I'm not that hyped for it. I don't know. Then we have 2026 for sure. Avengers Doomsday, May 1st. Yeah, I'm hyped for it. I don't know. MCU has a lot of work to get themselves into that position to make this movie good, to get us hyped for this movie. But 2025 does have a lot of projects. We'll see. Vision Quest is supposed to come out in 2026. I'm assuming that's White Vision. Last we saw Vision was, and WandaVision, and he ran off. White Vision did. That Vision of the TV show, he disappeared like Scarlet Witch's children. Then we have two movies that are TBD that's in the slot between 2026 and 2027. The rumor is that any movie that's scheduled between those two films, if it's not a prequel, it is set in Battleworld. It is set in a completely whole universe. Basically, I'm assuming Battleworld is going to be the void. I guess we're getting like my predictions territory, but we'll see. And then we have Secret Wars for sure, May 7th, 2027. And here are the unknowns. So Armor Wars hasn't been announced. It's supposed to be coming out at some point. Wonder Man has been filmed. Coming out at some point. Marvel Zombies, the animated TV show, should be coming out at some point. X-Men 97 Season 2, which I haven't finished watching it. I hear great things. I hear it's amazing. It's a show that I just like, I think overall, I just need to buy in one of these days and just get into it, binge watch it. And Shang-Chi, at some point, it's supposed to get a second movie. And other potential heroes with other movies. Spider-Man, for sure, I think is supposed to be having a movie coming out. I don't know when. I don't know if they have a script yet. I don't think they filmed it yet. Rumor is they're still working on the script. So who knows? Who knows? Anyway, Doctor Strange, Thor, and Shang-Chi are other heroes that could use films. Thor, maybe, because he did have a film already. And I guess Doctor Strange did too, but Doctor Strange was set up to have another film. We'll see. All right, top five of things I'm excited for. Honorable mention, Agatha. It's the next thing up. It's coming out in a month and a half. I'm kind of excited for it. Thunderbolts is number five on my list. It's next year. I'm kind of on it. I'll get more excited when it comes up. I wish I was more excited. I guess I was level of like 1 through 5. What's my excitement? I guess it's like a 3-. Like it's like good. Captain America, Brave New World. It's like a 3. It's coming up soon. It's coming up in February. It's August now. It's all right. Secret Wars, Doomsday. It's number 3. Those are moved. I put them together because they're like, they're not part 1, part 2, but they're kind of the same thing, right? They're the bigger events. And I am, once I get into my predictions, you'll understand why I'm excited. And it's dangerous territory. It is really dangerous having the predictions game because I often find out that sometimes my hype, what I predict will happen, is a lot more exciting than what actually happens. So it's dangerous territory. But it's number 3. Number 2 is Fantastic Four. And number 1 is Daredevil. Fantastic Four, I already talked about a lot. Daredevil, I just love Daredevil. I want to see more of him. And I really hope Disney doesn't screw it up. I don't know if they're going to, but we'll see. That's my top five for excitement. Daredevil's number 1. Fantastic Four, number 2. Secret Wars, Doomsday's, I'm put together. Avengers is 3. Captain America, Brand New World is 4. Thunderbolts is 5. And we're going to take a short break. All right. We're back. We're going to talk potential storylines in these Avengers films. And this is where my predictions come in. And then we'll talk about other heroes, where we last saw them, where they potentially could be, and how they can fit into this overall storyline. And they want to make this video too long, but that's generally just what I overdo. And if you're here, still wish listening to me ramble, man, I'm proud of you. Thank you. Thank you for still being here. All right. Let's get into it. So here's my prediction. This is what I think is going to happen. Doomsday and Secret Wars and Fantastic Four. I think what happens in Fantastic Four is this is where we're going to get our Tony Stark variant, right? This is where we're going to get our Doctor Doom in the version of Robert Downey Jr. I think he's going to be a small part of the story. I think he's going to be not the main villain, but I think he's going to be like another force that either works with Fantastic Four or works like against them. Not necessarily, don't think like against as of like trying to stop them from defeating Galactus, meaning like they're another, Dr. Doom's going to be another force that tries to take out Galactus his way, right? He's going to follow his plans because he thinks his plan is going to be the plan that gets it done. And I think they fail. I think Fantastic Four is going to fail, and I think this universe is going to die. And the reason why I think this is the case is it's going to give great gravity to the rest of the future. And it leads to the theme, which is the multiverse incursions that are happening. And ultimately, the multiverse that is dying. And we're going to get a sense of that. We're going to see the Fantastic Four. We're going to see this beautiful world that has lots of good things coming for it. But here comes Galactus. And the Fantastic Four, they stop him. But because they stop him, starts an incursion that ruins the world. Which leads us into Avengers Doomsday. Because I think the Fantastic Four will survive and they will travel to our universe, which is the next like incursion event that might be happening. Galactus may or may not follow along. I don't know yet. I don't know what really makes sense. But Doom, Dr. Doom, RDJ Doom will also come. And Dr. Doom's plan is going to be what happens in the comics of Secret Wars. He's going to come in. And this is my prediction, by the way. I have no inside knowledge. I'm basing it off some of the leaks that did come out. And this is kind of the overall plan or the leak that they came out. This isn't entirely the original, but for the most part, like I'm just taking the leaks that I've heard so far. And this is going to be my general prediction. Doom is going to be the main villain of both Doomsday and Secret Wars. In Doomsday, the Avengers are going to try to stop him. And the big thing about this is we're going to have multiple leaders, and the whole arc is who's going to become the next leader of the Avengers, right? We're going to have Sam Wilson. He's going to try to step up and be Captain America, Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, even Spider-Man. All these parties are going to, you know, try to get the Avengers together to stop Doom from ending their world and starting Battle World, which will happen on the Void. The same place as Deadpool and Wolverine, same place as Loki Season 1, and a little bit of Season 2. And that's going to be the general plan. And just like in Fantastic Four, Doom wins. Same with Infinity War. Doom wins, and we're going to get Battle World. And that's where I don't know what's going to happen in Secret Wars. Don't look at me, because I think that's when we get craziness, right? We're going to get all these heroes. We're going to get Tobey Maguire. We're going to get a lot of cameos. But it's not going to be like Deadpool Wolverine where it's just cameos. It's going to be like we're going to get concrete characters. We're going to get a lot of cameos in the background, but I think we're going to get a lot of concrete characters. I think Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, I think they're going to be a huge part of this. I think they're going to have a big, their own arc in Secret Wars. I think the Spider-Men are going to come back and they're going to work together. And I think one of them is going to have the symbiotic suit. And I think it's probably going to be Tom Holland's Spider-Man. That's where we're going to get Venom. We're going to get a lot of crazy things. And I kind of want to talk about and go through all the crazy things that could happen. What heroes could show up. Because theoretically, all of them should be there. And then when I mean all of them, I don't just mean all the MCU characters. I mean like all the Fox characters theoretically could be there. All the Netflix characters could theoretically be there. Every character that we even thought of potentially could also be there. And that's what's crazy thing about Secret Wars and Multiverse. Like, there really is no limit to what can happen. So I kind of just wrote down where each character has been. For example, Fantastic Four. What's their storyline? We don't know. We haven't really seen them. We saw like a brief teaser. We've seen Galactus' eyes. I think they're going to try to redeem themselves. I think they're going to try to save either their timeline or our timeline because their timeline failed. I think the incursion kills their timeline. And I think they're trying to redeem themselves by saving ours. Doom, villainy thematically matches with matching leadership. And as I said before, we're going to ask what leadership steps up to overcome Doom. And the really cool thing I really like about the idea of Robert Downey Jr. as Doom, and as questionable as a decision as it was, because it is, it's a very, very questionable decision on their part. But I do like the idea of Tony Stark being the villain, Tony Stark being Doom, simply for the fact that thematically, right, the all of Infinity War, Tony Stark was the head guy, right? He was the head hero. He was the leader. I know Captain America is the leader of the Avengers, but Tony Stark was kind of the leader. He was the main warrior against Thanos. And what's great about this is, like, we're getting now an alt version of Tony Stark, who's now the villain. And now we're going to ask who's going to step up to beat Tony Stark. I kind of like that. It works, right? The guy who led us before is now our villain. And it is very TV showish. It's very Flash season 3, if you know, if you've watched that show before. And usually it's not done well. Typically, it's usually very cliche. I don't know if it is, will be cliche. We will have to see. But I think I think this works. I think I have high hopes. I do like the directors, right? I'm blanking on that. The Russo brothers, we'll just say that, because I forgot the other brother's name. The Russo brothers. They are great directors. They've arguably made the best four films. No, I think they are, the four films they did are probably number one on my list of the 34 films. And yes, there has been 34 films. Their films are 1 through 4 in my book. Their directing skills is amazing. And I hope the same screenwriters who wrote those four films are also writing these two films, because if they are, it's going to be good. And I trust them. I trust them with the storyline. And if it wasn't for them doing this storyline, I would be more scared than excited. Where does Doctor Strange, what does he do? Does he get a movie before this? He has to have a big impact. He already has explored the multiverse. He is arguably the greatest threat to the multiverse. What part does he have to play? Doctor Doom is also a magic user on top of a technology user. He does both. He has become Sorcerer Supreme. Doctor Strange and Doctor Doom, as weird as their names combined sound, like, they have history together. And honestly, those two characters fighting back and forth would be a thrill to watch. Spider-Man, rumored to have a really big part. Makes sense. Tom Holland might be the biggest star in this movie. Might be. Robert Downey Jr. kind of undercuts him a little bit coming back. But, like, Spider-Man probably has a death wish, right? At this point, he has no one in his life. If we remember correctly, Spider-Man has no one in his life. He's all alone. He's alone with just himself. He has no Aunt May. He has no Uncle Ben that we know of. Maybe Uncle Ben come back in his life. It'd be an interesting story. Who knows? He's a loner. How's he going to react to Tony Stark being the villain? Where is he going to be? Is he going to be a big leader of the Avengers? Is his arc going to be an Avenger, become an Avenger to fill that void? Who knows? Thor and Love. We're not saying Love and Thunder. They're going to be back. Last we saw them, they're fighting off villains. They'll probably be back. It'll probably be fun. But how big of a story? Is Thor going to be back as an Avenger? Is Love going to be a kid Avenger? We will see. Guardians of the Galaxy. Do the Guardians reunite to stop this multiverse? Who knows? It kind of just seems like they're going to be there doing their own thing. I would have to imagine that Star-Lord comes back. I think you would have to imagine he would be a player. I don't think Drax comes back. I think Rocket does. Probably Groot. We will see. I don't know. Where do we get with the Guardians? I think we have some. Ant-Man and Stature. Wasp is, for the time being, she's Evangeline Lilly. She's no longer acting. They probably should have killed her off. I asked the question right before this on TikTok. What are you excited to see in Marvel? What are you looking forward to? And as always, my friend, colleague, Ernie, often on the show, in fashion, starting from this podcast, Hashtag kill Cassie. You know what? I kind of hope it happens. Shout out to Ernie, man. I will be excited for you if she were to die. But yeah, Ant-Man, Stature, they were lining up they just defeated Kang, who was supposed to be the big bad. He was supposed to have a bigger story. Now that it's not Dr. Kang. Now that it's not Kang, where does Ant-Man and Stature do? Do they have a part in the story? Do they get shelved? Honestly, might make sense to shelve Ant-Man. How much more story can you tell with them? Especially since Doom is, I don't know. But it's also part of the multiverse. So who knows what he brings. Monica Rambeau from Marvels. Last we checked, she is in the universe with X-Men. And the rumor is it's the same universe as Deadpool and Logan. That whole thing does not make sense to me. Does she bring in the X-Men? It really seems like she's going to bring in the X-Men. And then the X-Men is going to have a secret, or going to have a big part to play in the Secret Wars, which makes sense. Because I honestly think after Secret Wars, when everything combines, I think X-Men, there's going to be a huge future there. I think that's going to be the future of Marvel, is X-Men after the multiverse. I don't know where else they go in terms of story. And also, I think that's just what most people are going to be wanting, is X-Men. Because we haven't really gotten it so far. I mean, we did just get Deadpool and Wolverine. It's just all X-Men. Fox in general. But yes, I think Monica is the key that brings the X-Men in, at least for the Secret Wars. Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, do they team up? Are they a big part of the story? I honestly think Captain Marvel plays in the role of who's going to be the leader. She's probably the most strongest Avenger. It makes sense. Miss Marvel, honestly, I don't think you can shelve her. I think she has to be a big character. I think she's kind of just where we're at. I think she's the new Spider-Man. In the sense of, like, she's the character we all relate to. She's the young character that's going, wow, oh. And the actress who plays her, really talented. So I hope that she's a big part of it. I just don't see where she lines up. Hawkeyes. Kate Bishop and Clint. I don't think the original Hawkeye is going to be in it. I have a hard time seeing Jeremy Renner, like, really doing much in the role. We will see. I feel like he's going to be, if anything, if he's going to be in the movie, it's going to simply be like, hey, okay, Bishop, go join the Avengers. Tell him I say hi. Like, I think that's going to be it. Thunderbolts, they are rumored they're going to have a big part into Avengers. We will see. I don't know what the story's going to be about. I can't really comment on it. We'll see. Who unites the Avengers? Who starts the Avengers initiative? Who says, hey, let's bring back the Avengers? I think that's Captain America. I think it's Sam Wilson. I think he tries to be Cap. I think he tries to be Steve Rogers. Does it happen? I don't know. They're either going to say he's the man for the job, he's going to be the leader, but I have a feeling there's going to be a different leader. I think it makes sense narratively. But I think he's going to be the one to be like, hey, yo, we need the Avengers back. This is serious. Hulk's son. Forget what his name is. I'm sorry. There's a lot of characters, remember, man. She-Hulk. How do they get involved? What's the storyline? Hulk is very much involved with Captain Marvel. He's very much involved with Wong. I mean, that's probably the Avengers, really. I forgot about Wong altogether. That's probably the Avengers so far. I'm assuming Shang-Chi is also part of it, too. That's the next thing on my list. Shang-Chi, Katie, Wong, Abomination. Like, are they all going to get a part of it? I don't think Abomination probably... I mean, he might be fighting in Battleworld. Who knows? Wong, definitely key part. I think him and Doctor Strange are going to be a key part in the Avengers. I assume Hulk's going to be one of the main... If it's not the Avengers, it's the Illuminati, right? And I think he's a part of that. And we've already seen this in cameos. We've seen Captain Marvel. We've seen Hulk. We've seen them all talking behind the scenes during the post-credits sequences. I have a feeling that Sam Wilson's Captain America is going to be like, yo, we need the Avengers. And they're going to be the key, like, group that gets that going. Eternals. Are we ever going to figure out what happens to the Eternals? Do we care? Tiamat is going to be finally recognized as something, like, as a huge, like, figure, statue, island in the world. I don't know what happens with the Eternals. Do they make an appearance? Maybe. Black Panther, Shuri. Is she involved? Is she on the Avengers? You would think Doomsday, that she would be involved somehow. At least Secret Wars, right? Do we figure out what happens to them prior to the Avengers movies? As of right now, the only thing that's planned is the TV show. Scarlet Witch. This one could be a doozy. Does she team up with Doom? I feel like that's what's going to happen. Is she's going to team up with Doom? First thing, is she dead? Probably not. Let's be real. It's Marvel. She's not dead unless we see a body. Her goal is still going to find Speed and Wiccan. That's going to be your ultimate goal. And I think Doom could probably convince her to be like, hey, join me. I'm a magic user. You're a magic user. These worlds are dying. But I plan on bringing back the world together in one universe. And I will make sure that Speed and Wiccan, your kids, are a part of that universe. And you will be reunited. And you will be the Scarlet Witch of that universe. And I honestly don't see how she does not say yes. And it would make sense. Star-Lord. Guardians, right? Just talked about him a little bit. Individually, though, Star-Lord, he has to come back, right? Chris Pratt said he wants to come back. Said he would do it. He's on Earth, hanging out with his grandpa. Doomsday seems like it's going to be an earthly adventure. Secret Wars, probably not. I think Star-Lord comes back. Nick Fury. A lot of us have forgotten about Nick Fury. I assume he's up in the space tower and he's going to do space stuff. But does he even make the movie? There's a lot of characters to get through. It's hard to say, really. It's weird that he's not been, you know, more involved. Like, it makes sense actor-wise, Samuel L. Jackson. But character-wise, it's like, man, Nick Fury's a lot more involved in this. What has he been doing? And I know we already got a lot of Nick Fury lately, and it hasn't been great. He wasn't great in Marvels. He wasn't great in Secret Invasion. It's not really Samuel Jackson's fault. He did the best he could. But story-wise, like, what's he up to? What's his arc? Blade. Just like in the Blade movie. Is Blade ever going to show up? Does he have a big part? He's now hanging out with Black Knight in the Eternals. That was the big post-credit cameo appearance. Blade showed up. Be like, what are you doing with a sword? Does Black Knight have anything to do with this? Does Blade have anything to do with this? We'll see. Man-Thing. Right? He had Werewolf by Night. He was in there. He was a part of it. Werewolf by Night was also in there. Is that just a movie, or are they going to be a part of this too? Daredevil and crew. Are they going to play any part? I feel like it would be a shame if Daredevil is not a part of it. Punisher as well. I don't know if he includes the Daredevil crew. He was just mentioned in Deadpool and Wolverine. Just mentioned, was not there. He was not talked about, or he was talked about, but he was not shown. You would think he would have maybe he's a character. He's probably shelved. Iron Fist, Luke Cage. Do they appear at all? I mean, they technically exist. They are part of the Netflix crew. Kingpin? Moon Knight. I forgot Moon Knight exists, people. And Oscar Isaac as Moon Knight was actually pretty good. It's just the story was it. Loki. Is Loki going to be something important? You would think he, in his own world way, like, brought the multiverse together. He's got to be, like, up there in the big bad, right? You would think he would be the person that kind of ties it all together. Would make sense thematically if you think about, like, Loki was the savior, or in the first phase one, he was the villain. And plus, Endgame was one of the things that started this journey. It would put it all together. I don't know what he would do, what the story would be. If I don't think Loki would be the villain, he would probably be the hero. Maybe he makes one big final sacrifice on top of the sacrifice he's already made. We'll see. Loki season 2, though. I really like that ending for that character. Echo. Yeah, she's not going to be in any of this. She's done. And, like, I feel bad because I laugh, because it's like one of those shows that I'm like, I wish it was better, but I already forgotten about it. I doubt she has any future in any of these movies. Is any of the Spider-Mans going to be a player? Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, Miles Morales, Spider-Man. I could see it happening. Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah. The Russo brothers get Deadpool and Wolverine. That's got to be fun, right? And then every Fox character that from X-Men, X1 to Days of Future Past, Dark Phoenix. Do we get those characters? Do they become players? And I think that is every possible character. I wrote it all down. It was like 20 plus bullet points. That's where every character is at. Do we get all these characters? Probably not. We probably get a team. But either way, I'm excited. So yeah. I am looking to see. I do not see any TikTok. I might just call it here. Now, let's be honest. This was a longer podcast than I was hoping it would be. Looking at TikTok now. Nope, we're good. All right. That's it for you guys. Thank you for listening. This is Jake from Don't Evolve Me. We are out. Goodbye. Have a good night or a good morning or just a good whatever day you're having.